Welcome to 170 East 70th Street, home to the New York School of Interior Design, which was founded by an architect by the name of Cheryl Witten 100 years ago in 1916. NYSID has resided in many homes since its founding and has been in this glorious building since 1994. The street you are standing on today was previously known as Horse Haven due to the horse stables that were on this block, including the home you're standing in front of right now. The glorious limestone home known as the Daniel G. Reed Carriage House was built in 1902 by Daniel Reed in a Renaissance Revival style. Daniel Reed was born in Indiana in 1858 and with very little formal education. In his earlier life, Daniel was involved in a tin mill business. He quickly succeeded as an entrepreneur and became known as the Tin Plate King, finding major success in a deal with J.P. Morgan and their steel corporation. This deal led him to New York City, where he developed the Daniel Reed Carriage House in the Renaissance Revival style. Renaissance Revival architecture is often referred to as Neo-Renaissance, which drew inspiration from a variety of classic Italian designs. Architects designing in this era were influenced by 15th century Florence and central Italy, as well as the French Baroque styles. The revival of Renaissance architecture became popular in the mid-19th century with a blend of what many felt were two contradicting styles of Mannerist and Baroque. A few of the most notable features of Renaissance revival architecture are on display here at the New York School of Design. You'll notice the large archway entrance to the building, which is one of the most recognizable features of this style and of this building in front of you, as well as the iron fence and masonry posts. Another very notable feature of the style is the flat roof shown here. You'll also notice the carved stone cornice and balustrade on the third story, another notable feature of this home. As you see any of these features going forward, there's a good chance that the building you're looking at was constructed in the Renaissance Revival style. The carriage house was created to house up to 14 vehicles on the first floor, and the help, groomsmen, coachmen, and other servants were on the top floor. The second floor had stalls for 16 horses. Inside the carriage house was a life of luxury for its day and even today, with both a bowling alley and billiard room featured on the ground floor. Daniel lived in this home until his death in 1925, at which time the home was purchased by the Lawrence Smith School for Boys and the Lenox School for Girls, and was renovated to become a modern school. NYSID subsequently purchased the building in 1994 and further renovated it to accommodate their schooling needs. During the NYSID renovation, the original oak sliding doors were discovered as they were covered previously by a modern entryway. The school keeps these doors now slightly exposed so students and visitors alike can get a sense of the building's history.